Hey everyone, this is Dave Denniston and welcome back to the 3-on-3 series and the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
Okay, so let's kick this off here, everybody. So, in this latest 3-on series, this latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, I've really been thinking about a lot of different things. And I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered, when you think of a millionaire, what do you think that they look like? Who are they around? Where do they live? What do they do with their time? And as a matter of fact, how do you become a millionaire? What does it take to be financially free? And I often hear as part of that question, how long does it take before I get to retire finally? And what do millionaires do? What do they have that sets them apart? As another question, are millionaire physicians different? And let's add on to that, does a physician millionaire, do they have different needs or desires or drives? And so you see, guys, I've been on this mission where I've been learning and I've been trying to grow and to understand money and how money works. And I've been reading and reading and reading. And as a matter of fact, one of my mentors, Dave Van Hoos of Speaking Empire, he suggested for me to read The Millionaire Mind by Thomas Stanley. And you guys, this book has just been a blessing to me. And normally in these videos, I try and cover 3 quick subjects in 3 minutes. And there's been so much good stuff that I read from this book. It was written back at the eve of the turn of the millennium, around 2000, 2001, that I'm going to break up all those different components over 3 separate videos, 3 separate podcasts. So I'm going to just download some of what I thought was the most interesting, most fascinating information. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book if you understand what makes the millionaires tick, as well as what are the habits that they have. So it's a fantastic book. And now we're going to jump right into some of the content. So number one, the factors of economic success. So one of the questions that Dr. Stanley asked is, well, what is behind folks' success that are millionaires? Decamillionaires, $10 million and above in net worth, are those that are single-digit millionaires. And there was so many different pathways of success, but he was really able to boil it down to, it wasn't your SAT score, it wasn't just your GPA. There's a whole bunch of different success factors. So number one, what they emphasized was social skills. Getting along with people. Having strong leadership qualities. Having an ability to sell ideas or products or whatever. Having good mentors. Stuff like that. Basic fundamental social skills. Other parts of being a millionaire, which I think this is huge, you guys, in terms of overcoming, which often enough isn't something that we work towards, and it's orientation towards critics. So I love this. Millionaires, they tend to have being able to ignore the criticism of detractors. They have the urge to be well-respected, but they're also extremely competitive. They want to prove their critics wrong. They are overcomers. And of course, being physically fit is often part of this as well. Now, the next part here, which I love this, integrity, moral values, being honest with people, having a strong faith, creative intelligence being like seeking other opportunities people don't see, which he has so many examples of that in the book, specializing, loving your career. And then he talks an awful lot in the book about investing, for example, whether it's something like stocks, or he emphasizes even more so investing in your own business, which he talks about having excellent investment advisors, making wise decisions, being your own boss, being able to take financial risk, which we're going to spend some time on that in a later video. Then he also talks about this idea of luck versus discipline. What is luck? What is discipline? And most millionaires have both of those factors. So we'll talk about that too. And then lastly, intellectual orientation. He said that yes, definitely having a high IQ, superior intellect is part of it. A lot of millionaires have attended a college or a top-rated college, as well as graduating near the top of the class. So these are all the factors, you guys, the bones of how you start to build to be a millionaire. And I want to ask you a question here real quick. Which of these qualities do you have? What's your strengths? Which of these things are in you? How can you enhance that? And what quality do you think you can improve on? What do you think you can see yourself getting better at? So I want you to think on, as we talk about these qualities, where can you increase your weaknesses and make them into strengths? All right? So the number two thing that I got from the book in this first set of videos was this idea of success comparison and how physicians in particular are different than many other professions. So first, let's talk about business owner millionaires. You know, what's interesting about them is they did not place a very high percentage of their success on having a high IQ or high intellect. And whether it's attending a top college or graduating near the top of the class, for them, it was pretty low. Whereas someone like a senior corporate executive, for example, they put that a little higher, but not much different. So even CEOs, you know, they didn't put much of a emphasis on those kinds of things. Those two professions put a huge amount onto social skills. It was all about getting along with people, having strong leadership qualities, having an ability to sell a product or an idea. All those were extremely high. Now, in comparison, attorneys, for example, attorneys double the amount, 34% of attorneys attributed their millionaire status to having a high IQ or superior intellect. Attending a top-rated college was 50% more important to them than it was to business owners or executives. Graduating near the top of the class was 5 times, 26% of attorneys said it contributed to their millionaire status. Meanwhile, social skills dropped tremendously compared to the business owners, compared to the corporate execs. And this leads us, of course, to physicians. So for us physician friends out there, physicians are kind of in the middle of these groups. So 24%, one of every four of us, say that we think that having a high IQ, attending a great college, graduating near the top of the class was extremely important in our success. But what was interesting was also when you look at social skills, that was a lot higher than attorneys, but higher than everything for a physician was, in terms of social skills, was having good mentors. Having good mentors at 30%, one out of about every three physicians said having good mentors was an important part. That was higher than every other single profession of millionaires and multi-deca millionaires. As a matter of fact, I'd say physicians overall, compared to all millionaires, it seems like intellect, graduating near the top of the class, that was a very important component, but even more so, double the amount of people was having a mentor, having and getting along with people. So if we want to look at the most successful physicians, we want to get along with people, we want to have great mentors, and we want to have strong leadership qualities. So it's not necessarily all about grades for the most financially successful physicians. So I want to know, where do you see yourself? Where do you put value in terms of your successes? How do you think you compare to the physician millionaires that Dr. Stanley talked to? All right, well, let's just take a pause here for a second and go for our commercial break. If you're like most members of my audience, you are committed to being an amazing doctor and succeeding at life. But the truth is, you've never received financial training during medical school, and you struggle with having enough time to do it all. And maybe you've even made a few mistakes along the way. And that's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, The Tax Reduction Prescription, and the brand new ebook, 5 Steps to Overcome Common Physician Financial Mistakes. Now, as a matter of fact, you can't buy 5 Steps to Overcome, but you can get the entire ebook for free by subscribing to my free email newsletter. My email newsletter notifies you whenever I've posted fresh content to my podcast, so you don't always have to visit my podcast website. Plus, my newsletter subscribers get the first crack at exclusive offers and lots of free stuff. You can get an excerpt from the Tax Reduction Prescription and your free copy of 5 Steps to Overcome Common Physician Financial Mistakes ebook by visiting drfreedompodcast.com. And just simply enter your name and email in the form on the page. All right, so now Dr. Stanley in this book, he talks a lot about this difference, which we've been touching on here, about superior intellect versus creative intelligence. And the creative intelligence, you guys, just a quick recap. This is seeing opportunities others don't see. This is finding a profitable niche. This is specializing. This is loving my career or business. And so again, there's some stark differences here of millionaires that are physicians versus millionaires that are other professions. So check this out. Business owners. And again, the senior corporate executives are really quite similar. In terms of having a superior intellect, only about 16% of business owners and corporate execs put a high degree of the reason why they are successful, that is an important part of their success. Whereas in that creative intelligence, it was much, 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 much more important to them. Again, nearly more than double, well on the way to being a triple. Seeing other opportunities people don't see. Other people don't see, 42% and 34%. So a huge difference in terms of what is an indicator of success. Also, finding a profitable niche was a huge amount of success for them, 35% and 21%. And then loving their career, huge for business owners, 51% and corporate execs, 45%. Now, attorneys, they're just this different breed, millionaire attorneys. Again, they put a very high amount of weight onto having a superior intellect, 34%. Creative intelligence, and attorneys here scored way lower, very low on that. The specializing, loving career, far less important than other professions. Now the physician. The physicians, again, scoring here kind of in the middle between attorneys and business owners and CEOs. And for the physician, more so than any profession, the top two, which were, again, two times as powerful as an intellect, 43% of physicians said specializing, finding the right niche. And I'll tell you, the most successful and happiest physicians I've seen are those that really thought about what specialty they're going to go into. One of my clients, a dermatologist, he owned his own practice. He owned the building he was in. He owned a surgery center. And he just ran so much cash flow. He was so happy with his practice. He had a hard time retiring. So I'd really encourage, if you're a resident or a fellow medical student, you're listening to this, make sure to really think about where you're specializing, where you're spending your time. And back at this time, in the early 2000s, there were 56% of physicians, which was higher than all of these other professions. that were millionaires about loving their career. And I wonder today if that has changed with how medicine has changed, as we have less business owners and more employees. We hear more and more about burnout. I was wondering as I read this book, 15 years later, has that changed? So I'd like to know from you, are you happy? Are you loving your career as a physician? Are you wanting to do something else? Where are you at in that discussion? But overall, you guys, I want to know, did you learn something today? Did you see yourself being like these people? Can you imagine yourself being a millionaire? Well, in the next series, there's just so much I want to cover. I just want to share a few of these nuggets with you in terms of how millionaires that are successful, how they think, how they operate. We're going to talk more here shortly about other success factors. We're going to talk about habits of millionaires. We're going to talk about the role of luck and financial risk. We're going to talk about choosing a spouse. We're talking about how you discover your vocation. We're going to talk about the economically productive household. So stay tuned. Look for the next video and the next podcast, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out the website, drfreedompodcast.com, where you can get the latest copy of my new book, as well as an excerpt from the tax reduction prescription. So make sure to go to our website, drfreedompodcast.com, and we will get you going there. Thank you so much for listening. We'll check in back with you again soon. Have a good one. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.